Charles Dickens and the Great Theatre of the World. Written and read by Simon Callow. This book is dedicated to a friend whose loss only gets worse with the passing years, Simon Gray, 1936 to 2008. Superb dramatist, sublime diarist, intoxicating conversationalist, who was more alive to Dickens, and in whom Dickens was more alive than anyone I ever knew. Much of what is in this book was first floated during hours and hours of Dickensian chat in restaurants across the city during 25 golden years of friendship. Forward. When he was a young graduate, Michael Slater, the current doyen of Dickens' studies, was asked by his tutors at Oxford what he wanted to study for his PhD. When he said Dickens, they looked at him aghast. Dickens was simply not part of the accepted canon. After vainly trying to dissuade him, they sent him off to another university for advice and guidance, after which he then commenced his life's work to the benefit of all Dickensians everywhere. Half a century later, the situation is entirely reversed. There's a non-stop tsunami of scholarly studies of Dickens from every possible angle. Dickens and women, Dickens and children, Dickens and food, Dickens and drink, Dickens and the law, Dickens and railways, Dickens and the Americans, Dickens and Europe, Dickens and homosexuality, Dickens and magic, Dickens and mesmerism, Dickens and art, Dickens and stenography, Dickens and publishing. As yet, I have not come across a book on Dickens and dogs, but it can only be a matter of time. A perfectly interesting and not especially slim volume is just waiting to be written. The multifariousness of Dickens makes him virtually inexhaustible as a subject. These studies have run alongside and to some extent been the outcrop of the huge transformation in academic